The nice thing about living in a community, hearing of a great idea that will get our community outside as well as promote world peace, there is nothing better than that. And it was back in 2018 when I first heard of the idea of the Peace Crane Garden that's behind Sohi now from Matt and Sarah Pahala when they returned from a Rotary International Conference promoting world peace. And then in 2020, that trail opened up, not without a lot of volunteer efforts and community support to bring that peace garden into fruition. Well, now I'm talking with Sarah once again. It's 2025, and we're looking at a fundraiser coming up called the Frosted Bites and Lights. Sarah, let's first of all go back a little bit down memory lane, and from the time you and Matt first of all had this idea to what we can actually see, reflect, and hike on has come into being.
Yeah, so we started with trails that were put in by Foster Construction through Erasmussen Foundation, and then we also placed our Peace Crane sculpture from Christina Dimitro back in 2022, I believe. Then this summer was exciting. We put in the new Torrey Gate and the Moonamon Gate.
So it's been an exciting evolution.
It has been. In fact, the Frosted Bites and Lights, the funding from that will go towards the second portion of the Moonamon Gate, which is a sculpture put together by Shalene Larson from Soldotna.
Now, even though this winter has been really unusual in not being very amiable to getting out in the side, latest science is saying the more we get outside and the more we are in the fresh air and the sunshine, the more our overall physiology and health improves as well. And now we have that resource available to everyone and anyone who comes visit us.
That's right. And just 10 minutes of exercise every day where you get your heart rate up, where you're outside moving or even inside on whatever piece of equipment you're doing, but sustained activity will improve your general outlook on life, diminish any depression, and also just improve your general well-being.
You know, the vision of the garden as I've seen it evolve and come into fruition, people literally from all over the world. We've had foreign exchange students there. We've had young kids there clearing paths. We have had every step of the way the broad-based community that we are represented in making this effort go forward.
Exactly. Even this year, we had the Kenai River Brown Bears volunteering. We had, obviously, our board members volunteering. We had Wildwood members helping us on the periphery. And just kind of from all aspects of our community, we have people participating and volunteering on this project.
Feel pretty good about it?
Absolutely.
What's the future hold for the trail?
Well, with Frosted Bites and Lights coming up on January 31st, it's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is our annual fundraiser with festive apps, themed cocktails, fireside lights, silent auction, and it's taking place at the Cannery Lodge.
Are we going to have Northern Lights out that night?
Good. I hope so. That would be
lovely. Is that why the bites and lights?
No, we have strung lights and lanterns that will be up in the space to kind of make it more festive.
The other great opportunity, as we've been discussing, this community project is for the community, the people that have worked on it or want to find out more about it. Get together, you have fellowship, you have a good time, and you party while helping the Peace Garden go on to its next level.
Exactly. And if you're interested in joining us, check us out on Facebook, and you can message us there or through Instagram. We have Peace Crane Garden as our tag there, and tickets will be $100 a piece, and we only are selling 40.
Oh, wow. Okay, again, it's at the Cannery Lodge, right? Beautiful place.
Beautiful place on a Friday night.
And it's heated, so there'll be no frostbites.
Exactly.
Literally frostbites, just good bites to taste.
Perfectly, yes, exactly.
Okay, well, put that date on your calendar, because this is something that our community has as a signature to help the world come together as one to protect our environment and one to protect each other and our health. Frosted Bites and Lights on January 31st out at the Cannery Lodge. Get those tickets in advance. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that well-frosted sound of KSRM.